Good morning, everybody. Glad to see you here today. Hope you had a great week. Let's start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus' name, and we thank you for your salvation, Lord, that you won for us through your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, we call upon his name this morning. We call upon you through his name this morning, Father, and we ask that you would enter into this place by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that you would be here with us this morning, that you would inhabit our praises and our prayers, Lord, and that you would touch our hearts, Lord, and open us up to receive from you this morning, from your word, whatever it is that you would desire to say to us, Lord, each of us individually. No man could ever understand or know the depths of his own heart, let alone the people that he's called to teach or to preach to, Father, but you know every single person's heart. You know their waking thoughts, Lord, and you know the last thoughts that they have, and you know their dreams, Lord, and you know everything about them, Lord, and you can speak to them by the power of your Spirit, Lord, and through your mighty word. And so we ask that you would do that today, Lord, and we pray that you would have free reign in us as a body of believers, as individuals, as families, Lord. That you would have free reign in our hearts and in our lives and in our homes to mold us and to make us, to change us, and to move us as you see fit, Father, and that we would be surrendered to your will, that we would not be tossed to and fro by our emotions, Lord, by our fears, by our prejudices, by our anger, by whatever it is, Father, that gets us off track, but we would learn to be people that walk in the Spirit and that walk in your light, so that we might be who you need us to be, Father, not only in our personal service to you, but in our service to our fellow man, that we might be what they need, Lord, because they need to see you, when they need to see your Son, Jesus. And we pray that they would see him in us, Lord, as you mold us and make us into his image. So we love you, and we praise you, and we thank you, and we pray that you would bless our services today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's stand together.
Exalted, the King is exalted on high, and I will praise him. He is exalted, forever exalted, and I will praise his name. He is the Lord, and forever his truth shall reign.
Rejoice in his hope.
There is no other name by which men must be saved. There is no other name under heaven. There is rest for my soul, and the wounded made whole, and the captive set free and forgiven.
No other name.
There is no other name by which men must be There is no other name by which men must be saved. There is no other name under heaven. And there is rest for my soul, and the wounded made whole, and the captive set free and forgiven. Such love, such love as I had never known. There is no other name by which men must be saved. There is no other name under heaven. There is rest for my soul, and the wounded made whole, and the captive set free and forgiven.
Rest for my soul.
There is rest for my soul, and the wounded made whole, and the captive set free.
Be seated. We can have our ushers come on up. Lord, thank you for the opportunity that we have to worship you through giving, Father. We pray and ask that you would bless each person whose heart is one that's given to you, Father, to give you all the portions and parts of their lives, Father, that would hold nothing back from you, Lord, but would be completely yours. We pray that you'd make us all to be like that, and that the things in our lives, Father, that we have penned up within ourselves, Lord, are not allowed you access to. We pray, Father, that today you would give us pliable and soft hearts, Lord, to allow you to come in and break down those barriers and those strongholds, Lord, and allow you to come in and just wash through our hearts and through our lives, Father, and make us completely given over to you, Father, so that all that we have and that everything that we are would belong to you, Father, not just in word, but in our deeds, Father, and in the things that we think about and then the desires that we have, Father. We pray that you would consume our hearts and consume our minds and make us like your Son, we pray in his name. Amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy. Song again.
And I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one who guides my comes my way, and when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. And Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you.
seated.